Unless you catch it yourself, the fish on your dinner table usually comes from two places, caught by commercial fishermen in the wild or raised in offshore cages. But demand for fish is growing, and researchers are looking at new ways to bring you that fish. WSF's Steve Newborn takes you to an experimental farm run by Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota, where fish and veggies are being grown far inland, and the secret ingredient, fish waste.
Someday, that fish on your plate at a fancy waterside restaurant may have spawned at a place like this.
So this building is where we have the breeding systems. It has its own filter system and its own water temperature control system so that we can accommodate the needs of the different fishes.
Kevin Main takes me on a tour of an experimental breeding program at Moat Aquaculture Park, run by Moat Marine Laboratory. She manages the Marine and Freshwater Aquaculture Research Program. What that title means is she's trying to rejigger the future of fisheries.
For example, this room right here has red drum in it, and they are being conditioned for spawning right now.
She takes me into a barn-like building where fluorescent lights bathe the series of pools used to grow red drum. This is a completely closed system. The nutrients in the salt water used to raise the fish are recycled downstream to nurture plants, some of which are sold to local restaurants. We're nowhere near the Gulf. We're 20 miles inland from Moat's headquarters on Sarasota Bay. Not that they're totally disconnected from the Gulf. Maine's closed system is also growing snook, which will be used to stock wild populations in the Gulf. And one of Moat's projects, raising sturgeon for caviar, has been sold to a private company.
We're currently importing 91% of the seafood that we eat in this country. It's crazy.
She chose red drum because commercial fishing in the Gulf was banned after years of overfishing collapsed the wild stocks.
I had a wholesaler the other day tell me he was buying red drum from Vietnam, and he wanted to start buying from me.
In the end, that food that's fresh and traceable and local and in the backyard, it costs a little bit more.
Katie Sosa co-owns Sammy's Seafood in St. Petersburg, one of Maine's clients. They're a wholesaler for sustainably raised seafood. The farm-to-table concept is a hot commodity right now in foodie circles. Sosa says Maine is developing a niche product, but it's too early to tell if the economics will work out just yet.
There's still a cost involved that eventually, even if they start off strong, sometimes the appeal starts to fade a little bit. And that's what we're finding right now with the red drum. It started off real hot. It was new. People were willing to do it and buy it. And then it kind of faded out.
But she says once the price becomes comparable with fish caught in the Gulf, projects such as Maine's will catch on.
And I think what she might be able to do is take what she does and take it and move it to another place and another place and another place and have it available in lots of different areas.
Sosa also sells a lot of vegetables, which are nurtured using waste from the fish. They can be used as a side dish or as a complement for seafood.
This is one of the types of products that people will be eating in the future. It can be produced in salt water. And in the sustainable systems, we get the fish, the vegetables, and then I also produce fertilizer that is used for wetland plant production.
Maine says she's working with several local chefs to figure out how to use sea purslane. She says it tastes kind of like spinach.
It's got a salty tang to it, and it is really nice and plump. It is really great on salads. You can put it on there as a garnish on a salad, or you can saute it and put it into pasta dishes or all kinds of different recipes.
Next up on her plate, finding a market for something called saltwort. Sosa says that might be a tougher sell.
Yeah, saltwort doesn't sound like something you want to be catching at the dinner table.
So I'll have to work on a new name for that one.
New name or not, time will tell whether these fish or veggies can make the transition from an experimental lab to the family dinner table. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.